Upset foreign students are demanding answers after their tertiary education provider was deregistered by NZQA. The Kiwi Institute of Training and Education, or KITE, operates two campuses in Auckland, one in Hamilton and a fourth in Christchurch. Just after lunch today, 20 students arrived at immigration lawyer Alistair McClymont's office to say the school they'd been studying at had been deregistered. Mr. McClymont told our reporter Alex Perrottet and cameraman Nick Munro, most of the students had finished their study and were waiting for their qualifications to be awarded, but now that was all on hold.
What's happened before is NZQA have gone in and had a look at the quality of the marking to see whether it's at the NZQA standards. They've found that it hasn't been at those standards, so they haven't awarded the NZQA qualification that the students have paid for because the teaching and the marking has been substandard. And it looks like that that's what they're now investigating, and that the students will be told next week what's likely to happen. But of course, if NZQA decide that the marking is not up to standard, then they're not going to get their qualification. They may be offered the opportunity of going and doing the subjects again at another school or the whole course again. We don't know. And these guys are all worried. They don't know what's going to happen to their investment and what's going to happen to their future.
You've been really critical of the government lately in terms of where they're focusing their attack in this area. There's obviously weaknesses in the system, but it's the students who are losing out, and you're saying that's not quite the tone that the government was using before it came into power. What's your message about this as it seems to be happening more and more?
Well, remember, these students had these courses marketed to them by NZQA-approved schools. Student visas were given by Immigration New Zealand because they felt that the quality of the schools were good. So these people came here with an understanding that these were all government-approved courses and that the marketing also centred around not only a New Zealand qualification but postgraduate work rights and a pathway to residency. And these things just really don't exist. I mean, the whole thing is basically a money-making exercise, and all of these guys here are victims. I mean, they're all being ripped off, not just by the schools, but by the New Zealand government as well. Now, if we have a government who claims that they're in the support of the victims and they want to come down hard on exploitation of migrant workers and students, then they need to do something for these guys because they're out of pocket. And a lot of them have spent their whole family's fortune on studying here. They've had to borrow money. They've had to sell assets and sell land to come here with promises through marketing done by the New Zealand government for qualifications, work rights and a pathway to residency, which doesn't exist. And if the government wants to support victims of exploitation, well, here are the guys now that need that support right now.
So you're going to be advising many of these students. What are your concerns about their visa status, for instance, at the moment?
Well, I understand that most of the visas are finishing in late September. Immigration New Zealand has to extend their current student visas immediately while they're investigating this, because many of these people here are working part-time, which they're allowed to do as students. Now, if Immigration New Zealand just give them visitors' visas, they will lose their part-time jobs and they can't continue working. So they have to extend their student visas while they're doing this investigation. They have to allow them to continue working part-time so they can financially maintain themselves, and they need to give them a resolution fast. And that doesn't mean making them pay to go and study the whole qualification again. I mean, if there's a single paper which is not up to standard, then just allow them to do that paper with the refund so that they're not out of pocket, so that they can get their qualification and get their work rights as quickly as possible.
Okay, that's your message to Immigration New Zealand. It does sound, though, that you're saying NZQA has really dropped the ball here.
Well, I mean, NZQA were the ones who approved the school in the first place. They are the ones who had the oversight, so questions need to be asked. But, you know, most of these schools are now closing down or have closed down, so, you know, it's quite likely they've cleaned up the worst of it. But, you know, this was a government-sponsored export education scheme, and the government needs to step in and do something to help the victims. And these people are all victims of an export education scheme, which was basically a scam. So the government needs to help these people immediately.
Strong words there, Alistair McClymont. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to talk to a couple of the people who are really affected by this. Karim, you've been studying. This is Karim. And so tell us a little bit about what investment, Alistair was talking about the investment that you've made,
you've been
a victim of a scam, he's saying.
Yes.
What's outline, how much have you paid for this
course? I came here in 2015, I first started my hospitality courses. After then, I just decided to go for the business management because in future, I just want to, after get a residency, I just want to start my own business. When I start my level 5 in kites, and after then, they changed the policy, my dad passed away, I have to go back to India. My visa also expiring at the same time. They said you have to do IELTS and PT, but same time, we are not getting our like dates for the PT and the IELTS. So they just make a new solution as well. You can do a level 4 as well. For level 4, we have to again pay $5,000 to the college.
Right, so just stop there. How much have you paid out already to
almost
the college?
Almost, I pay like it might be $35,000 or $40,000 in the last 4 years.
And what have you received so far in terms of qualification?
I just got a 2 diplomas. It's like the paper. I can't do with that anything because there is a requirement. I need a level 5-6 diploma for my work visa as well.
And how far off were you from getting that level 5 or 6?
I'm just waiting for my level 6 result. I already submitted my assignments. I'm just trying to supporting to the visa.
So you've done all the work,
Yeah,
Karen.
I already done my work and... If
right.
I fail in any paper, we can't go with the college policy for the reset or recent chance. We have to go in another college for the cross credit. I have no idea in cross credit how many papers we have to do it again. I just have a simple request. If we have to do a cross credit, if I fail in one paper, I have to do only one paper there. We don't need to do any 3 or 4 papers there.
Okay, so you're saying you've done all the work for the qualification, all the work for the course, but what has the school, KITE, that's the Kiwi Institute of Training and Education, what have they told you today?
Actually, on 15 July, NZKU asked them to shut down your college. We are cancelling your registration. If you have any evidence, you can finish all of the students, so just let us know. And last Friday, they request to the NZKU KITE's college, and we are financially facing a difficulty. We can't continue. We would just want to cancel our registration.
But what have they told you about your status, your qualification?
I just have to wait for the next Monday or Tuesday for the result. If you are passing all of the papers, and then you will get your diploma level 6. Otherwise, if I fail in any paper, they will refund my fees, and I have to go in another college.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Lisa, as you can see, a big crowd here. Many, many questions for the government. There's a lot to happen, but these guys very much left in limbo. The tone we're getting from them is that this is a cynical move, that they've paid out $30,000 to $40,000 each, already finished all the work, and KITE, the Kiwi Institute of Training and Education, deregistered by NZQA right at the end of their studies. We'll put questions through to the NZQA as well as Immigration New Zealand to see how these students, as well as many others that might be affected, can find a way forward.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Meanwhile, the New Zealand Qualifications Authority says it will communicate with KITE staff and students over the next week, and students will hear from NZQA shortly. Checkpoint has asked KITE for comment, but has not yet received a response.